want to thank the Parnosim for the month, for the week, for the day. The Thalheim family should be a schus l'ilui nishmas, Chaim Shnei Zalman Yehuda ben Aaron Leib, Zichron Levacha. Also, Chavi and Michael Levy, l'ilui nishmas, Ita Bas Yaakov, Elah Shalom, ben Hashem Shavon Aliyah, and Menachem Streder, in Yushalayim, l'ilui nishmas, Mani Bas Rav Yitzchak, ben Hashem Shavon Aliyah. The schus of the learning should be a schus for those neshamas. We should only send them to all of us together. So you should have gotten something today. Moshe David sent something out a little bit late in the afternoon, because I decided it's better to do that sentence inside than just saying it outside. So let me just go over where we're up to. We learned last week the Or Chaim HaKadosh. That Or Chaim HaKadosh, we're going to have to Mirsham live with that for years and years. To live with the Or Chaim HaKadosh, who's explaining what does it mean, Kisheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. And we learned last week that the Or Chaim HaKadosh says that really, Hashem created the world for 6 days, Kisheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. That was it. 6 days. And the world can't exist beyond 6 days. It's programmed, Kivyochel, for 6 days. So what's Shabbos? So we learned in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh is that Yom the Nishmas, and it's the Neshama, the Nefesh, the Chaim HaKadosh says, it's the soul of the world. It was then, and it is now. And as the week is winding down, the week is dying. The world is coming to an end. And is on the verge of returning to that state of Tohu, that primordial world of Tohu, that state of Tohu, and comes Shabbos. And we learned in the Zmir, so that's why Shabbos is called, for those who are keeping Shabbos, the Harsh and the Zarim, people are keeping Shabbos, the Shaivsim, that they bring Tshuva Selamim, that through our keeping Shabbos, through Shabbos being in the world, we bring a Yeshua to all that exists, Tshuva Selamim, to all that exists. And that's what we were talking about last week, Leis Al Mekoyim Ella Ala Shabbos. That's the Lashon of the Zohar Kaddish, Leis Al Mekoyim. The world is only existing each week because of Shabbos. Now, the same way that is taking place in the world and in all worlds, not just the world we see with our eyes, so too it's taking place in the life of each and every one of us, our existence, our kiyum. We're learning now some Rashi Prakim, and we're going to go into some halach in a few minutes. Look inside what you received today. It's from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. If you don't have it, try to listen. The Baal Shem Tov is found, you know, the Baal Shem Tov didn't write any Sefer, as you all know, but we have teachings from the Baal Shem Tov. There are many collections of teachings. So it's found in the Baal Shem Tov that's Ala Torah, the Baal Shem Tov Ala Torah in Parshas Bereishis, Ois Pei Gimel, for those who have the Baal Shem Tov Ala Torah. And it's also found in Keser Shem Tov, and this is also a collection of the Baal Shem Tov's teachings put together on different places. In the Gemara and so on, but it's found in Keser Shem Tov and in the Baal Shem Tov Ala Torah. Look where it says, "Zoh." I hope you have it. If not, try to listen. Zoh gam kain inyan. Right before we enter into the halacha a little bit, to see this inyan of aliyas olamos, as far as the world is concerned, and the person, and to prepare us for melachas zareya. All of these things are going to apply to all of the melachas that we're doing. Remember I told you last week that one of the wonderful things that we're going to do throughout these limudim is that we're going to revisit the davening, the Shabbos davening, all the things that we say on Shabbos, to try to understand them in a new way. So here's how we bring in Shabbos. Haparis, right? Gam kein inyan shono oimer b'Shabbos. Haparis sukkas shalom. That we bring in Shabbos, we say right before Shemoneh Esrei. So it's a funny thing. What's this inin of Sukkah Shalom? What's the Sukkah doing by Shabbos? Sukkah Shalom. It's interesting. Lashon Sukkah Shalom. We just grew up with it. We're used to it. We've heard it a million times. We say it all the time. Sukkah Shalom. We have such a Lashon in Tilma. Yibesh Shalom Sukkah. What is the Sukkah Shalom? What does it have to do with Shabbos? So the Baal Shem Tov taught the following, look inside. Va'peirushu kisukahu me'inyin soicha b'ruach ha'kodesh. Sukkah means to see something with Ruach HaKodesh, to see something beyond what you can see with your eyes. You know that Suryamanu's name was Yiska. Soicha Ruach HaKodesh, to see something that you can't see with the eyes. That's called Sukkah, Soicha. V'loshen Tzoifa, a vision, to see a vision. Tzoifa. Shu'inyin ha-behirus ha-mazgala. Where something that was invisible or something that was unclear becomes clear. During the week, the presence of Hashem is something which is hazy, it's unclear. There's an Olam HaElyon, there's the higher world and there's the lower world, there's a mechitza between them, and it blacks our vision during the week. But on Shabbos, the Baal Shem Tov explains, on Shabbos, our neshama is able to get a glimpse of that mitzias, of that reality. The entire week, it's blacked. But on Shabbos, we're able to have a peek. We're able to see something, to be soicha, to see something that we don't normally see. When you see something that's really, really beautiful, you want to get more of it. You want to see it. You want to see more. And the eyes of all of us are longing. Shalom is the mid of Yisod. Shalom means to be bound together. Shalom, Yisod, attached, Dveikus. So Shabbos is called Sukkas Shalom. Sukkas Shalom. Ki inyin shleimus v'shalom ha'kol echad. V'inyin shenek v'sukkah hukma ischach. And the reason that Shabbos, every Shabbos is called Sukkah, Sukkas Shalom, because Sukkah, he says, the Baal Shem Tov taught, is called, of course, Sukkah because of the schach, because of the schach on top. Sheesh b'nekovim. In order for it to be kosher schach, there needs to be little spaces in the ceiling of the sukkah. And there are little sparkles of sunlight that are able to come into the sukkah. Even though the darkness, of course, is greater than the light, that's a din in the sukkah. Nevertheless, the schach has to have spaces for the sunlight to come through, to see the stars, to see light. K'may Sham Rabbi Sinuzal, K'may Chayn, Habihiru Shel Hashem Yisbarach Mezgal L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, next thing, V'Fi Erko. So too, on Shabbos, even though normally during the week, there's that obstruction. And during the week, it's a ceiling. During the week, it's very, very, very hard. Only the tzaddikim who are called Shabbos, who live Shabbos every moment of their lives. But otherwise, during the week, there's that ceiling. But when it comes to Shabbos, something changes. Just as there's an aliyah, there's an ascent of all worlds, which we're going to be talking a lot more about, so too, on Shabbos, the ceiling is transformed into schach. And there are tiny little openings, depending upon the madrega of each person, how he or she is makabel Shabbos, keeps Shabbos, believes in Shabbos, is longing for Shabbos. That's how much of that sunlight is able to enter into his life, into this world. For one person, it's a small little spark. For one person, it's just a little bit of a spark of that higher world. That's why Shabbos is called Sukkah Shalom. The Ikka Yoyma Shabbos is Dabig by Hashem Yisbarach, the Tefillah of Torah Lishma. And the Ikka of Shabbos is to be Mizdabig, Shalom, to be in a place of Shalom, of Shleimus, of Dveikus with Hashem, through learning and davening Lishma in a way that's different than the whole week. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai calls Shabbos Yoyma de Nishmasen, the day of the Neshama, below Yoyma de Gufa, not the day of the body, the day of the soul. There are openings to the Neshama. What's the Leimer? Shemeir Sherish HaNeshamas Al HaNeshamas Shebegufa. There's a Shidduch that's made, there's some Sholom, there's a Chasna, and this is what all of the davening is about, the Chodaidi and so on, Eish Yisrael. There's a Chasna that's taking place between the neshama above, you and I each have the root of our neshamas in the higher world, and every single Shabbos, Makabel Shabbos, and as a result of that, there is that sukkas shalom that enables there to be a zivig between the neshama above, the root of our souls above, and the neshama that's in the guf, our neshamas that are in our bodies down here in this world. V'heim nechsofim elav. And therefore on Shabbos, we sing, the chassidim sing, ka'ech saif nayam Shabbos, ka'ech saif nayam Shabbos. We'll talk once about how that niggun came to be. That's from, of course, from Rabaron Nagadol, from Rabaron Kalina. He made it up on the spot. He was asked by another tzaddik to sing a niggun. And he closed his eyes, and he started, and he said those words, Ka'ech Seif Neim Shabbos. Ka'ech Seif, the Kisufim for Shabbos. The longing for Shabbos. Because since the Neshama, remember, since the Neshama is allowed to have a glimpse, the Neshama in the Guf, here in this world, on Shabbos, it's a Sukkah, it's not a ceiling. So the Neshama is able to have something of a peak of that which is above, of the neshama as it is in the higher world. So there's kisufim ka'ech saif nayam Shabbos. There's a tremendous longing for the sweetness of Shabbos. V'ze nikra taisvis shuvin neshama nisayir. And this is what Chazal referred to as the additional soul of Shabbos, the neshama yisayir of Shabbos. It doesn't mean a different soul. It means that part of ourselves that normally is more restricted, is more difficult to connect to. V'chol zeh nirgash l'barei levav. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, and all of this can be felt by those who have hearts that are pure. This can be experienced. This is felt by all those who have a pure heart. So this v'heim nechsofim elav, that the neshama in the guf, is longing to connect, to have a connection to the neshama shebashamayim, to the neshama above. On Shabbos, because of what's happening on Shabbos, that we just read in the Kigavna, that Rosa de Echad, that Shabbos is the Rosa, the secret, the sod of Echad, of one. So on Shabbos, the neshama shebeguf is filled with kisuf and with longing for the neshama shebeshamayim. So this aliyah, what's referred to in this form as aliyas ha'olamos that takes place on Shabbos, is happening in the world and is happening in the person. Now let's shift to the world of halacha. I want the davka to do this now because this sets things up for the deeper teachings of aliyas ha'olamos that we're going to learn, Mitzvah Hashem, after we do this, after maybe 2 weeks of working on this, today and next week, Mitzvah Hashem. But next week I won't be here, the following week. And we'll work on this, which will be a way to bring us into the Inyan of Malacha and the Malacha Zareh, of planting, what that means. So here we begin a Veltz Chakira, a very big Chakira in Halacha. The Mishnah, Shabbos Ayin Gimel Omer Aleph. You don't have it on your page in front of you, but I'm sure that you're familiar with it. There the Mishnah tells us in Ayin Gimel the Melachas of Shabbos, the 39 Melachas. So the Mishnah says, Ovis Melachas are Boim Chaser Achas. The Ovis Melachas are 40 minus 1. And then the Mishnah enumerates the 39 Malachas. Hazareya, Vachoyresh, Vachoytzer, etc. Fine. That's the Mishnah of the Lamedtes Malachas. 40 Malachas minus 1. Hazareya, Vachoyresh, Vachoytzer, etc. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, in the 7th parak, says something very strange. The Rambam also enumerates the Lamedtes Malachas. Now, everybody who ever learned a little bit of Torah knows that the Rambam is very, very careful with his words. So the Rambam, in enumerating the 39 Malachas, does not say Hazareya v'Chareish. The Rambam writes Hacharisha v'Hazriya v'Aktsira. Forget about Chavisha Kamufus, the order of Chavisha, Choresh and Zoraya, we'll get to that. But he doesn't say Zoraya Choresh, the person who's planting, the person who's plowing. The Rambam says Ha Charisha Vahazriya Vaktsira. So the Mishnah is talking about the person doing Malacha, the one who is Zoraya, who is Kotzer, who is Choresh, who is Kotzer. Planting, plowing, and so on. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Rambam purposefully writes it not in the way of the person doing the Malacha, but of the Malacha taking place. Acharisha, v'hazvir, v'aktsira. It certainly goes to all 39. Not speaking about the person that's doing it, but what's happening. The Malacha. So one of the great, great achrayim that we were zeichel, a couple of the chevra, some of you were together when we were in Nicholsburg, I don't know if you remember that. And there we went, the Rebbe of Shmelke, Schusilin was buried there. That's where we went to Kerestir, we stopped off, we were in Czechoslovakia, or Pressburg, Chassam Sofer, and we went to Nicholsburg. And right near the Rebbe of Shmelke is buried Rebbe Mordechai Benet. One of the greatest of the Achrayim were Mordechai Benet. And he has a sefer on Shabbos that's called Magen Avos. A classic sefer on Shabbos. Magen Avos. So, the Magen Avos says a gewaldige chiddush. Listen carefully. This is what we're going to be talking about this week and next week. The Magen Avos says that the Mishnah is Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah is according to the view of the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is of the view that Malacha She'en Yitzrich L'Gufa is Pater. That unless the person has the intent to accomplish with that Malacha what that Malacha is supposed to accomplish, the classic example. You're pulling something in the dirt in order to plow for the purpose of planting. Not that you're pulling a chair, schlepping, right? Because you're not trying to plant, you're not trying to plow. You're schlepping a chair. You're dragging it in the dirt. That's a classic example. So if Shimon holds the Malacha Shenitzvich Elagufa, it's Potter. In other words, according to this Shita of Rabbi Shimon, in order that a person should be chayiv midereis on the malacha of the lametes malachas, it has to be with the intent to accomplish the tachlis of that malacha. To plow, to plant, and so on. It has to be a malacha shetzvich l'gufa, not a malacha shenitzvich l'gufa. Therefore, the Magen Avos says that since the Mishnah is aliba de Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah says hazoreya HaChoresh VaKotzer. It means that the individual who is doing this on Shabbos must have the kavana, the intent, to be a Zoraya, a Choresh, or a Kotzer. That must be his intent. Masheni came the Rambam in all of Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam goes Lishitasai, which is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, when the Rambam holds that the Malacha Shenetzvich L'Gufa, it's in Perek Aleph in the Rambam Halacha Zayin, the Malacha Shenetzvich L'Gufa, Yechayev. That means that according to the Rambam, the ikkar is not, we don't really care whether that individual had in mind to accomplish that particular malacha. That's not the ikkar of the Rambam. The Rambam goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says malacha shenei tzirich l'guf. It's chayav. It doesn't care. It doesn't make a difference whether you have that in mind. You don't have that in mind. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says the Rambam does not write about the person being zoreya acharesh, because according to the Rambam, leave the Rabbi Yehuda. The question always is: did the malacha take place in Metzias or did it not? Adiyodanai, was this a case of zoreya or was it not zoreya? Is it charisha or is it not charisha? What was the person's kavana? What was his intention? The Rambam says to me, I say, we don't care about that. That's not what we're worried about. We're not worried about the po'el, the one who was doing the malacha. What we're concerned with is whether the malacha took place. If that malacha took place, regardless of what the individual's kavana was, whether it was to plow or to schlep, the Rambam paskens alib de Rabbi Yehuda, the malacha shenei tzirich l'gufa is chayiv. So the Mishnah goes alib de Rabbi Shimon, who's concerned with the individual, with the Adam, with the person. That's why he used the lashon of zareya choresh kotzer. The Rambam who paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, the malacha shenei tzirich l'gufa is chayiv. So the Rambam doesn't talk about the individual being a zareya, a choresh, or a kotzer. The Rambam speaks about whether or not zareya took place. Was this a metzias of Zriya? Is this a metzias of Harisha? A metzias of Ketzir? That's the Magen Avraham. We move ahead in time a couple of years. A couple hundred years. 150, 180 years approximately. We move ahead to one of the greatest of all the Achrayim, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Zecher Tzadiv Kosh Levracha. The Rav of Krakow, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asven Deraisa, Klal Yud, and in his Sefer, Beis Oitzer, Kuf Chavav, he, as he always does, spells out this chakira in the clearest way, this question, this machlaikas, in the clearest way. And Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that the issue is as follows. Is the Issa Malacha of Shabbos a din only by the Adam, by the person? Is it a din in the person? In other words, when the Torah says that on Shabbos we're required, there's a requirement of Shvisa, to be Shoyves, to pause, to stop, to rest. Is it a halacha, as we say in the yeshivas, is it a din in the Gavra? It's a halacha on the person to be Shoyves. That's what the Torah wants. Or do we say that no, the ikkar is not the shvisa of the person, but rather that Hashem is Baruch wants that this melacha should cease in the world. Or the melacha, obviously it has to be, we have to add the melacha being done by a bar mitzvah, by a Jew, should cease taking place in the world. In other words, it's a halacha in the cheftza that Hashem wants the olam, the world, to rest on Shabbos. Hashem wants there to be something different in the Shabbos. So Yosef Engel explains that the Mishnah holds that Shabbos, the din of Shvisa on Shabbos, malacha on Shabbos, working on Shabbos, is an issa gavra, is an issa on the person, zoreya, choresh, kotzer, an issa on the person. That's the Mishnah. The Rambam holds that the ikkar is not, of course the chiyuvim have to do with a person, but the ikkar is a din in the chevtza, that the ikkar in of shvisa on Shabbos is in the chevtza, that this malach should not take place in the world. That Hashem is Baruch wants the world to be a different world, even in this physical world, that it should be changed, it should be different. And therefore the Rambam uses the words, Zviya, Harisha, Ktsira, because it's halach in the world. Now, we don't know what that means exactly. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, first of all, brings a raya that the shita of the Yerushalmi is that it's a din in the gavra, in the person, which every one of us thought until now And it pashtas, and we'll see the maskani is, the halacha, that is essentially a din in the person. However, when we're going to speak about zareya in particular, planting, and also ofer, baking and cooking, well, those two malachas are extraordinary. Because when it comes to planting and cooking, the malacha that you do at that moment, that the gavra does at that moment, does not bring to the result of the malacha being accomplished. Here we have a time warp between the gavra and the chevtza. Because when I plant a seed, that thing's not going to grow for whatever it takes till it grows. It's not going to grow. It doesn't happen. So the malacha is called zareya, but when the guy throws the seeds onto the floor, onto the ground, nothing's happening. When the person puts up the pot onto the fire, he's got raw food, he has a raw pot of chicken soup or something, puts the pot onto the fire, nothing is cooked. He just put it on the second. So here we have a delayed reaction, a separation between what? Zareya and Zriya. You following? Chevron. There's a separation between Ofer and Afia, the person, Mavashel, and Bishel, the person cooking, but food being cooked, the person planting, and there being a flower or a tree or something. So with these two malachas, this different way of looking at Shabbos, in particular, there's a huge nafkiman, which we're going to spend a lot of time on. Meches Chinuch and the Rashash, such good stuff we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem. The Egle Tal, there's a lot to talk about. But you understand that with these two malachas in particular, we see right away that you have a difference between Zoreya and Zriya. So the Mishnah says, HaZoreya HaCharish. The Rambam says, Charisha Zriya. So Yosef Engel says that we see from the Yerushalmi that it's a din in the Gavra. Which will, as we go through this whole sugi of the 39 malachas, we're going to be learning hundreds of machlokes in between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Hundreds. And we're going to see that the Bavli and Yerushalmi have a very different way of looking at Shabbos. A different way. And Mir Shemin will learn Pnimis by each of the malachas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It's a different world. And it's a Sol and Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Yosef Engel brings a raya from the Yerushalmi, that the Issa Malacha is a din in the person, in the Gavra. What's the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi makes a chilek between Achilas Matzah Gezula, eating stolen matzah by the Seder. A guy steals matzah, and he wants to be Yotze, the mitzvah of matzah. So, of course, he's not Yotze. Matzah Gezula. What happens if a person, lo aleinu, finds out that his father, his mother, lo aleinu, passed away, and he does kriya, he writes his kriya on Shabbos. Not to do that. Kriya, to be kareya, tearing is a malacha deraisa, right? Not to tear on Shabbos. So, Rabbi Yosef Engel points to this Yerushalmi, that when it comes to matzah gezula, when it comes to the stolen matzah, there, it's a din in the chevtza. It's ki'il, the matzah is a piece of treif. Because of this act of stealing mitzvah baba veira, the matzah, the chevtza, has now been disqualified. And therefore, a guy sits at the seder, even though this is the most mehudadika, beautiful matzah, and it's baked mahadrin ben ahadrin, it's a beautiful matzah, but since it's a matzah that's kzula, the din is that he cannot be yoytzei the mitzvah achilat matzah by lel paisa. Masha'eni came, it comes to the person who tears kriya lo'aleinu on Shabbos. He shouldn't have done that. So the halacha is that even though he was in violation of Shabbos, nevertheless, the kriya is a hakriya. Otherwise, he doesn't have to tear kriya again on Matzah Shabbos. The kriya is a kriya. It works. The language of the Yerushalmi is very clear. Listen to the Yerushalmi's Tamon higufa aveira. Tamon. Over there by the matzah, the Yerushalmi says, higufa aveira. Higufa aveira. The matzah itself is saturated with sin.
You understand? The matzah. He's eating a piece of matzah. The matzah is a stolen matzah. It's a chefzah shalisa. It's not called a matzah. It's something different. Kamon hu guf, he guf aver. Bram hocha, but here by the guy who taught Kriya on Shabbos, Bram hocha, ihu ova avera. There's nothing essentially wrong with the shirt, with the jacket. Ihu, he did a bad thing. He was over Melach of Shabbos. He tore on Shabbos. But the garment is a garment. That was the Kriya is a shame Kriya. Doesn't change anything metaphysically in that garment, even though physically it's torn. L'maise, it's a din in Kriya. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, that we see from here, is that since when the Oval tears Kriya on Shabbos, he's Mechalel Shabbos, but despite the fact that he's Mechalel Shabbos, the Kriya is a Kriya, and he does not have to tear again after Shabbos for his father or his mother. He does not have to tear again. The Maisa Kriya doesn't passel up anything in the world. It's just that then that the person was Oivran in Ezer of Shabbos. But Shabbos did not defile, that Chil Shabbos did not defile the garment. It didn't change the garment in any way. It's just the person was Oivran in Ezer Malacha. So therefore, Yosef Engel says that we see that Shabbos is a din in the Gavra. Masha, any kind of comes to eating a matzah that's gezula, there, the chefzah of matzah is the actual object of the matzah is the key, and the matzah is a mitzvah abo ba'aveir. We don't say mitzvah abo ba'aveir by the kriya of the person tearing his shirt on Shabbos. We don't say it. We don't say mitzvah abo ba'aveir because there's no chefzah shul mitzvah. That's what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying, and so Yosef Engel learns. So he holds that according to the Yerushalmi, the Lamatas Malachas, the Malachas are din in the Zoraya, Choresh, and Kotzer. Now how do we explain the Rambam? Where does this leave us with this whole question of the world being addressed? Kivoy Shavas. We see such a concept, which we're going to talk about in Mitzvah next week. We'll maybe get to, I don't know if we'll get to it now. But when it comes to Shemitah, where there it says, V'shav v'so ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. By Shemitah it says b'feirish. It says b'feirish. V'shav v'so ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. V'shav v'so ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. We have three areas where we have, for instance, the Inin of Zoraya. You have by Kilayim, by Shemitah, and by Shabbos. Each one is different. By Shemitah it says b'feirish, v'shav v'so ha'aretz. The earth, the world, stops. The world of a Jew has to rest on the Shabbos. But Rabbi Yosef Engel brings us Yerushalmi to support the view that seems to be the Pshat in the Mishnah that the Lamatas Malachas are a din in the person. Zerei and Charesh. Now one of the great Goyim of our generation was Rav Zevin. I'm sure many of you have heard of him and have learned his Sfarmer classics. I was lucky to see him a few times. You should have that on last week's thing. I have some pages. If there are any of you that don't have, you're welcome to have. I had made these a while back. We'll begin now. In Rav Zevin's Sefer, La'or ha-halacha. Rav Zevin died in the 1970s, 71, 72. In La'or ha-halacha, Rav Zevin has a piece on Shabbos. And in this piece, Rav Zevin explains that this machlokes that we learned, it seems to be between the simple pshat and the Mishnah and how the Rambam is learning. Or perhaps even goes back to Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. And Yerushalmi and Bavli. By the Achronim, Rav Zevin teaches us that there seems to be a big machlokes between two of the greatest of the Achronim, the Chasam Sofer, Schus Yelenu, and the Balatanya, the Rav Shulchan Aruch.
Now, even though there's an arrow there in the middle, but let's start from the beginning. It's so sweet, it's chaval not to read his words. So we'll start at the beginning. I mean, he wanted us to start at the beginning, so I guess we should start at the beginning. We don't really need that part, but it's kedai. One of the big problems that we had growing up in Shabbos, I mentioned a few weeks ago, and the kids have in every generation, is it seems to them that Shabbos is just about don't do this. Shlili. Shabbos, you can't do anything. Shabbos, we're in prison. But he says, Shabbos, a gamma be'ikah, erech yuvi. But if one understands Shabbos be'emes, and that's one of the main objectives in our limud, is to understand that the inyan of Shabbos, the issur halacha of zareya is only a part of what zareya is. The issur halacha of cooking, the issur halacha of carrying, it's only the smaller part of what zareya is, and what oifa is, mavashel is. Ker Shabbos higam ubeike erachiyuvi. Beike Shabbos is something which is positive. Lo shlili bilvad, not just don't do. It's an interesting question that's discussed in Acharayim. What if a person just sleeps the entire Shabbos? I know some people came close to that. What if you just sleep the whole Shabbos? It was from before Shabbos. You're not makabel Shabbos. Just the guy had a rough week. And he sleeps. Didn't do any issur melacha. Didn't daven or say kiddush or anything. Just slept through the whole thing. So there's an interesting question in halacha. Was that a Shabbos? I mean, he rested. He definitely rested. He rested very well. Is that called Shabbos? So you say, well, he didn't daven. Okay, davening is a nice thing, but it doesn't change the mitzvahs of Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. So it's an interesting discussion. So as Evan says, Shabbos is be'ikki erech yuvi, v'lo shli d'bovat. Shabbos is not just about not doing certain things. But Sonny Lomer, she'erka shal Shabbos hi b'mitzvahs ha'menucha. One needs to understand that the ikki of Shabbos is menucha. But not just the menucha of sleeping late or taking a nap. We need to understand what is menucha. We're going to spend a lot of time on that. V'loy bilvad bebitul ha-melacha. It's not just about not doing melacha. Zekra yadanim yishabbos b'reishis. We see right away by Shabbos b'reishis. It says, vayivarach vayikadesh ha-yisoy. Broch l'kedusha heim arochim chiyuvim. It says, vayivarach vayikadesh. It doesn't just say to rest on Shabbos. It says, vayivarach l'kim, vayikadesh ha-yisoy. Broch l'kedusha. These are positive characteristics. Dvarim sheba mitzias. These are things that exist. Bracha, kedusha. Lo shlilim. Dvarim sheba heder. Something that's just, it's not just about not doing something. Ach, mebchinis ha-halacha. And we know that even in halacha, eser v'loisa eser, yes b'shabbos. Shabbos is an asay and a loisa asay. Mitzvah Haseh Shul B'Yom HaShvi Tishbais. There's the positive commandment of B'Yom HaShvi Tishbais, rest on the seventh day. And there's the love, the negative commandment of Loisasa Komalocha, not to do any Malocha. Mitzvah Haseh U'Shvisas HaShabbos V'Chlolan Heim Kinyonim Chiyuvim. The Mitzvah Haseh tells us that Shabbos is not just about sleeping, resting, and not doing. Shabbos has some very positive, powerful energy that's called tishbois, that's called vayavarach, vayakadesh, and so on. V'alav nu bitl ha-melocha b'shabbos v'chlolam heim dvarim shebishlilu. And then we have the don't do's of Shabbos. V'kan ha-nekuda yikaris ha-mavdelis ben ha-shabbos ha-yisraelim ha-melucha shalom ha-shalom. And this, of course, is on a very basic level, a huge difference between how we understand Shabbos and how the nations of the world understand Sabbath. And as we say in davening, "V'lo nisatay Hashem lo kem l'goy ha'arosais." Why? Goyim have a day of rest. people have a day of rest, and they even have all kinds of prayers and rituals for their days of rest and so on. But we say in the davening, "L'nisata Hashem l'kim l'goy ha'rosos." Hashem never gave Shabbos to the nations of the world. They don't have Shabbos. "L'nchalto makem lo'ev d'psila." Hashem did not give Shabbos to Oiv David Azar. "Chaseir l'hem ha'neshama ha'yaseir." Whatever we're learning about, which we didn't get to the bottom of yet at all, whatever we're learning about, this isn't this inyan of the neshama above, the neshama below, the lower world, the higher world, aliyas ha'olamos, aliyas ha'neshama, Rosh De'echad. There's no such thing by Sunday and Friday, you understand? There's nothing like that happens on Sunday and Friday. There's no neshama yaseir. There's no such thing. Yom ha'menucha ha'chiloni mechusar ha'hoid v'hod. Therefore, a secular day of rest is mechusar ha'hoid v'hod. I heard on the news maybe 6-7 years ago, something like that, there's a couple that happens. They were started by some Jews. Someplace, I think maybe in California, they wanted to educate the whole America that there should be a day of rest. That there should be some kind of a secular day of rest, nothing religious, because everybody's getting destroyed by 7 days straight. People can't live like that. Which of course it's true. So there's this whole movement. I don't know what happened to this. But this whole movement that they were talking about to try to bring some sort of a day of rest. But that doesn't have any hoid v'hod. There's no yisoid, there's no malchus, there's no neshama, there's no nefesh, ruach, there's nothing, there's no aliyah. Hanoi v'anetzach, yom menucha kedusha. Only by us there's such a thing called yom menucha kedusha. Forget, goy she shabbos is chai misa. If a non-Jew thinks that he has Shabbos and he wants to keep Shabbos the way that Shabbos was given to us, the Gemara says he's chayv misa. He's not supposed to be alive anymore for doing such a thing. It's a serious thing. Yom menucha kedusha, rak la'amcha nesata. Yom menucha kedusha, la'amcha nesata. Menucha ukedusha is la'amcha nesata. The world can rest as long as they like. They can make any day of the week whatever they want. But menucha kedusha is la'amcha nesata. Menuchas ahava nedava, whatever that means. Menuchas ahava nedava. Ahava, love, nedava, giving. Menuchas ahava nedava. Menuchas emes v'emuna. Menuchas emes v'emuna. There's such a thing, menuchas emes v'emuna, by a guy. Menuchas emes v'emuna. What does that mean? Menuchas sholom v'shalva v'hashke v'vetach. That's clear. And we'll just begin with the question as it's presented here, and we'll continue Bez Hashem in 2 weeks. Sheila Charis. Menuchas Lushal Shabbos, this Menucha of Shabbos, Himusag subjectivi or objectivi? Is it subjective or is it objective? Claim. Menuchas Hutla al Guf Adam Bilvad, this Menucha of Shabbos, this rest of Shabbos, this Menucha of Shabbos, this Shvis of Shabbos. Hutla al guf ha'adam belvad, is this something which is only required of the body of a Jew? The guf ha'adam, the Jewish body, guf ha'adam, the gavra, the person. Shehu hu guf ha'ishul adam yisrael, the guf of an adam yisrael. Yenoch v'shoivis b'yom ha'shabbos, that the Torah wants, that the guf, the zareah, the choresh, that the guf of the person, the body of the person, should be in a state of menucha on Shabbos. But there's nothing that's essentially disgusting with anything that happens in the world in terms of zvi or charisha ktsira. There's nothing in the chefts of the world that is defiled or made impure through chilul Shabbos. It's the person supposed to be noch v'shoyves. The only reason that the 39 malachas are forbidden is because those 39 malachas, for whatever reason, are 39 ways of staring our menucha. To stare our menucha. To disturb, to upset our menucha. Because the Rosh Hashanah wants that we should be shoyves on Shabbos, and these are 39 ways that our menucha is fashter. Oh, do we say Shehukva menuchas haShabbos ba'olam, that there's an inyan of Shabbos ba'olam, similar to Shemitah, concept of Shabbos ba'olam. I'll mention to you, there is a havamin in Chazal that perhaps on Shemitah year, one would be allowed to work on Shabbos. It's a havamin. That since it's Shemitah, so everything's okay. It's such a havamin. We'll talk about it. Oshahuk v'menuchas haShabbos boilam v'bria kula in all of creation. Maybe the Torah just wants something to be different in terms of how a Jew relates to the world, that the world has to change on Shabbos. Of course, that we have to stop doing the 39 melachas on Shabbos. But the question is regarding each of these melachas. Where we have the lav of loisasik melacha. Azharazumativa. What is the nature of this iser? Munuchos shel mi hamalacha mafriya. This malacha is bothering who? This work on Shabbos is disrupting, bothering, staring who? Munuchos adam, is it staring the munuch of the person? O zushel harlam, or is it staring the rest of the munuch of the world? Think for a second. We're not going to go to it yet. We'll continue next week. Just think for a second, though. An interesting question regarding Amir La'akum on Shabbos. We'll see the Chassam Sofer and the Alter Rebbe. Amir La'akum on Shabbos. Do we say a din of shlichus l'chumra on Shabbos by a goy? There's din of shlichus. Normally in all of Torah there's a halach of shlichus, right? Shluchus shalom k'maisai. I appoint a messenger, the messenger is like me. But on Shabbos, if the point of Shabbos is that I should be in a state of rest, what difference does it make if I ask a goy to do something for me? I'm in bed. I said to God, do me a favor, go turn on the light. Do me a favor, go take my car to the car wash. Could there be any shlichus on Shabbos? Why, if the person is sofkosof, if the Torah wanted that a Jew should be noch v'shoyves, should rest on Shabbos, he's resting. He told the guy to go drive his car someplace. Half a minute. Why would there be any shlichus on Shabbos? Who cares? If it's a din in the person is resting. But if the Baruch Shalom has some sort of an interesting hakpada, his things, his life, his world should somehow pause on Shabbos, then maybe there would be even a halacha of shlichus by an akum l'chumra on Shabbos. There would be such a thing. Sof kol sof, my car is being driven on Shabbos. And how does that play into the whole question of Shvisas Kalim, of starting a malacha before Shabbos and having to go on Shabbos? This is what we're going to Mitzvah get to next week. Okay, Shkoyah. In 2 weeks, to be continued. Shkoyah.